Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're in for a treat because you're listening to the Dubland Podcast with Suzanne and PJ.
Shove your Dubland Podcast up your ear holes.
So it's season two, episode two. Are we going to give episodes? Are we to, like? I think the last episode just called should have been called The Offensive.
Yeah, I guess so.
I don't know what this will be called, but it's season two and it's the next one.
The next one.
Because if we start counting them.
Two,
low numbers. I'm in my tens. Like, I can still do the fingers.
We can still do twos. Yeah, anyway.
We didn't talk about the dubs.
No, we didn't talk about the dubs. It's gas, isn't it? It was just unbelievable. Five in a row. Never been done before. History makers. The whole country hates us.
Prime time to have to do a whole episode to break us up. Can you get a prime time episode when it kept winning fucking All Ireland after All Ireland?
No, it's all fine.
But the minute the dubs.
I know. Like, the success is unprecedented. It's brilliant. It's gas that there's supposed to be like some element of we shouldn't be happy about it amongst the rest of the country. That's what fucks me up.
Yeah.
And then all this, like, you know, about the, you look at the clubs and you see that six of the players from, I couldn't resist reacting to it because six of the players are from Ballymun. And you got the a load of the cunt. Ballymun, by the way, for those not listening, you probably don't give a shit if you're about GAA if you're not in Ireland. But, like, it's like not the most, you know, it's not the most upmarket area of Dublin historically.
It's not the most affluent
That's
area.
For sure. And then to say that they are the most privileged players in the country is the most fucking bizarre thing I've ever heard in my life. Calling them privileged is just so fucking off the charts ridiculous. Six of them are from Ballymun.
Well, Ballymun spun out of that. We had tenements in Dublin, so there was people like, lots and lots of people living in like rooms basically in Dublin, and Dublin City Council then came up with these ideas of towers, so they moved people from inner city Dublin, they moved them out to Ballymun to these towers, and they just lived in flats and towers,
and it was a hugely failed social experiment the way it ended up.
It was a massive failure, but there's some of the greatest people with the greatest hearts
definitely
in Ballymun,
and the community has changed so much since they built it. Now it's a proper brilliant thriving community, but it's come from from pure neglect, and it's definitely not a place you point a finger at and call people privileged. So it's like, oh, piss off.
But it is funny that they had to do a prime time. It was just so showing of that there was fuck all else happening, really, wasn't it? It was like, what will we do? We'll do it about prime time and we'll just dissect Dublin. Yeah. But my favourite thing
about... And ignore the fact that the women are still doing the three in a row. You know, we aren't getting the same sort of funding at all. Ignore the fact that it's just, you know, a lot of work that's gone into... And let's not pretend the money doesn't help. Of course it does. But it's not this solely... financial. You can't buy players for a fucking start.
But even if you look at how GAA has changed in the country as well, I look at our club, like, and it is that thing that the grassroots of, and it is across the board has changed in every club, and you see it now. But for us, like, there's hundreds of kids, in like Usheen included, from the time that they turn 4 and 5, they go to the academies, the parents are all there putting in their time. But that's all fundraising. There's like, as much as people get money from the GAA, clubs get money from the GAA.
They have to make their own cash, yeah.
Like, you build your clubhouse, it's from people going around knocking on doors. Like, I remember my dad going around knocking on doors, selling tickets for you to win a car back in the 80s. Like, it was huge, you could win a car.
Yeah,
but
it's like winning a house now.
£50 to buy a ticket
for that car.
Like, and which was huge. And, like, you know, people clubbed together to buy the ticket because it was all for the greater interest of building our local GAA club. And it's still at that. Like, they're now trying to build skills walls. And again, it's more fundraising. They're doing a big fundraising event in a couple of weeks.
I know, it's like they imagine the Monopoly man is just like walking around throwing thousands around to every club
walking
in Dublin.
Walking in and going, oh, what do you need, Kilmacle Crokes? 40, no worries, make a 50, we've cash to spare. And
what
then people going, I loved that people who didn't, and I won't name them, but somebody who doesn't watch GAA, who has no interest in GAA, put up going, the GAA are absolute sham, more money for them in a replay. And it's like, I pay the money again. Like, I would pay, if I had had a ticket for the first, which I couldn't have got, I paid again for that level of entertainment.
Are you saying you weren't entertained for the money you spent on the fucking tickets?
But they're not GAA fans. And they're like, oh, the only person who wins out of this is the GAA. I'm like, no, the fans win because we've got another chance. Because if you didn't know, Dublin play Kerry, it was a draw. So we had 2 weeks later they had a replay, and like, but you had to buy another, the price of the tickets was lower than the first set.
Yeah.
But even at the people were like, oh, typical, it's all a scam. And it's like, it was one of the best games of football I've ever seen.
Apart from the fact that it was like 4 or 5 minutes of overtime, it wasn't blown up on the fucking whistle. It was.
And it was toe for toe. It was just that kind of game. Like, it was insane. Like, but it just, it's so funny. I just looked at this person going, and you know when you just sit there and your fingers itch for a second?
Oh, I know, you want to go.
I'm trying my best to just not be that person. It doesn't matter. Like,
every time there's a draw, somebody calls it that anyway. Yeah. Oh, it's a fucking, I don't know, fucking payday for the GAA. You're like, it doesn't, like, no matter what happens, you're always going to say that. That goes back to the days of the Dublin Meads replays, really, does it? Is that where that all started? I always have a feeling that's where it started, where there was just loads
the
of replays.
Are always to blame.
So it filled out all the time, so they made a whole pile of money. And then every single replay that's happened since the fucking early 90s, somebody goes, oh, it's the GAA grabbing all the money. Like, it's not that. It's the rules of the game. You play injury time on the normal time, and then that's how, if it's a draw, you come back and play again. Personally, I wish there was another fucking replay. I'd love you to go all the way to Christmas. I'd love it. Imagine going to an event like that every 2 weeks at Christmas.
Oh, would
have been unbelievable. It didn't happen. Guess why? Because it was fucking fair. It happened. The best team we have ever seen in our lives, and the best team that have ever played the game, let's be quite honest, have just won 5 in a row. There's a football sort of passion within the city now that's just unrivaled. You can see it. The women, they've done 3 in a row. They're fucking rocking it and being a little bit overshadowed, if you don't mind me saying, like 55,000 people turned out to see that
incredible
final. A world record in women's sport. World record. Everyone's shouting
for
on
an
about
amateur sport.
Everyone's shouting on about Megan Rapinoe and, or fucking whatever her name is, Rapinoe and Megan whatever, in the American World Cup finals.
Oh, okay.
How big the FIFA World Cup final was, the change there. And the Dubs have blown them out of the water as far as attendance rates. Yeah. That's fucking incredible.
And it is.
Incredible stuff.
Actually, I loved when the Dublin ladies won. I had put up something and I was like, oh, you know, 3 in a row or whatever. And someone was like, oh, do you remember that gig that you did for the Dubs? And they gave PJ a trophy and didn't even thank you. I was like, thanks for reminding me.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that actually, yeah.
For anybody who doesn't know, last year we talked about the Dublin footballers, the lady footballers, and that they don't get the funding. And again, because those bloody GAA and all the money they have, they don't have the funding. So
again,
PJ
people confusing the LGFA as being the same organisation.
Yeah, exactly. Two different organisations. But PJ did a gig in basically my local GAA club, which hadn't been heated. It was like a fucking jail. It was freezing. And it was just, it was funny though, literally. But Mick Bone, who's the manager, or who's the banisher, who looks after the Dublin ladies footballers, gave PJ this like incredibly carved piece of glass. Thank you.
Yeah, I actually ended up with two of them.
Because then Joanne McNally, another comedian, so we had one for, and Eric Lawler got one. I like literally, and my brother got one for the club. Right, I had fucking done so much. He didn't even know who I was. He just thought I was all right. It was, but I loved that someone reminded me of that. It kind of made me laugh. I was like, well, they're not getting one this year because I didn't get a trophy last year. They've got loads now. But yeah, no, in fairness, it is like, see, and it was piss and rain for the ladies' final. It was
a shit
piss
day.
And rain.
It was a shit day.
And Dublin were, like, literally, Dublin was hung over. Because like the night before had the big Dublin match.
That was
it.
It was the
Dublin
day
win.
Before was the men's game. And I honestly thought,
Saturday night.
Coming into the women's game, I remember thinking, I was pissed off because I was thinking, because every year it's gone up and broken a record.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, this year now it's going to get fucked.
The weather
fucked
was so bad.
Because it's the day after the lads game. The weather's shit. Yeah. I was like, it's going to dip this year. It still went up 5,000.
I guarantee it would have been over 60. If that had been a good day, it would have been over 60,000.
If they do 5 in a row like the lads did, they're going to sell out Croke Park.
Yeah.
I'm saying it now. I'm calling it now. They will sell out Croke Park if they go for 5 in a row. There's no doubt, and there's no reason why they shouldn't do it either.
Actually,
look at the class on the team. Niamh McAvoy, Sinead Goldrick, Lindsay Davey, Carla Rowe. They've all got a few years left in them. They're all brilliant players.
Actually, in fairness, I have to say, I went out to watch, so obviously my local club is St Jude's, but my brother manages the senior ladies football. There's a couple of them, Trev and Mick, they manage them, and they got to the final of the Cup of the League. I went out to watch them play Ballantyre St John's. It is the best game of football I have ever, the Dubs included, that I have ever watched in my entire life. So it went to extra time. Like, they had to play 15 minutes each side because they literally were toe for toe. The fucking athleticism of the women was absolutely, like, just, I couldn't get over them. Like, I actually,
yeah, it's
I
a couldn't, different game.
And
now,
people think that you're going to go and it's going to, it was like the thrill of it. Like, and there was two penalties given in the last 3 minutes of the game. My brother was nearly in the fucking goal. Like, he was. But, and again, I went to watch them play in Marley the other day because they had a Shield game or whatever. But, like, seeing that, because I suppose, our, like, especially even with our club, it's been a real camogie club. But seeing the women's ladies football coming through, but that's starting to go through to, like, watching Hannah kicking a ball and young girls coming up. Because we were all, I never played football.
No, it was
my
never
club.
A thing
I played
we were
camogie.
Young.
No,
it's
when I
only
say
the last
I played,
few
I took
years.
Part. Like,
well, the fact that the cup, the Brendan Martin Cup that you win, is named after a man that's still alive.
Yeah.
Shows you how young the game
exactly,
is, right?
Yeah.
If you're still alive.
If you're there to present it for yourself.
Yeah, if you can present a cup in your name on the day. Yeah. And it's you know the game is pretty new, right? Yeah.
Exactly. But now, in fairness, I have to say this. It's deadly. But the Dubs, I loved that everybody hates us. I love that everyone's out to find a reason to kill us. I love that everybody
that's
now
it. That's
a sports
what comes
pundit.
Of being successful. That's the way, like...
Oh, and then that poor bastard who came over from America, Josh Prey.
Brilliant he is.
Like, he's a great guy. And, like, you're given the sport, an amateur sport, and, like, basically an international platform. He's going to be all over America, that where the guys go over at the summer, like, to Fenway and play games, that you're going to fill those up based on this lad. No, we have to be fucking
had to piss on him.
Ignorant,
had
racist
had to piss on
bastards.
I couldn't believe
send
I genuinely
messages.
Couldn't
it
believe
really
it.
Pissed me. It really let, I felt real personally let down. Like,
oh, same here, yeah.
Like,
I couldn't, when I saw it, because he's been releasing these videos for every game.
Yeah.
Like, he did the LGFA one, he did the Camogie one, he did the last one.
It's Camogie now, you guys.
Yeah, Camogie. Irish women don't have, they don't get pregnant. They just grow their babies straight out of the ground. When he started that shit, I was laughing my ass off. It's just funny, brilliant shit. And so genuinely passionate about the whole thing. So they fly him over for the final.
Which, and by the way, he had started to talk, this is months ago, he had started to talk about Ga, he started to talk about hurling, and then he started to talk about Camogie. And people started going, this man needs to be in Croke Park, he needs to experience 80,000 people. Yeah. And Tourism Ireland went, you're fucking right,
they got
let's
him
get
him
over.
Ticket.
He
they
came
flew him over.
Over.
They got him into Croke Park, All-Ireland final day.
And he loved it.
He loved it. And the fucking idiots came out of the woodwork and started pissing on him, saying he had no right to be there, he had no right to have a ticket, he's a fucking American. Bullshit. Absolute bullshit.
But
I'm sure there was people talking about the colour of his skin, because that's the
fuck. There was racist remarks there as well. And it was people from every...
So disappointing.
And that was it. I genuinely...
So
it was like...
fucking disappointing.
Do you ever just feel like somebody... I felt like almost like a man. I was like, I'm so... let down by you shitheads. And in fairness, he came back and he's like, Ireland, I still love you. And
yeah, but he obviously got pissed off about it, because he did put up a tweet saying, I'm going to back off now because fuck this, I don't want to do it.
Cabbage heads shouting at him.
Yeah.
That I'm like, and this is the thing that we've always said, and I have always loved about the GAA, about how inclusive it has always been. Like,
always.
Like,
never
every
any
club
bullshit.
Are looking for you to come up and do a job. If you want to get involved, you've moved into an area you don't know where to go, to your local club, see what the crack is, meet people up there. If you have a problem, like if you are in a GAA club and you're a member of club, like whether you lose somebody through, you like you have a death in the family, or even down to something stupid, you'll go, there'll be a headmaster, there'll be a solicitor, there'll be like there'll be a fireman, there'll be there is always someone you can go to, because it's that tight of a network and a community. And then some sham is over on Twitter just taking our and I felt like I wanted to somehow be like, hi Josh.
I know.
You don't know me.
And loads
those
of people did
do
that,
pricks,
in fairness.
Like,
loads
yeah.
of people did do exactly that. In fact, thousands
yeah,
of people
did
exactly
like,
that,
yeah.
which is the right thing to do, which is great to see as well.
It was disappointing.
But there's some real fucking dickheads at the final this last...
and then there was fights.
I was on the hill when that happened.
What was the story
I was
there?
On the, I don't know, because we were on the hill, on Hill 16, and we were maybe, like, you know, we weren't that far from it. I'm just trying to... I'm shit with distance, but like maybe like 100 metres, 150 metres from
it. I
couldn't
tell you what that is. About here.
So, and then, so I don't know how it started. So I'm not saying the Kerry lad started. Yeah. I don't Fucking no, right? Yeah. All I remember was seeing the Kerry lads throwing bottles and coins and stuff, right?
Okay.
So bottles were flying and coins were flying. And then there was a lot of kids on the hill.
Right. It was
so
young.
People that had their kids were starting to move away as quick as they could from the
area.
Oh,
sorry, I thought you meant like as in young people with young families on the
hill. Yeah, people with young families. Yeah, young kids. Like, so they started
annoying.
To try and move their little kids away.
Yeah.
And then it got a little bit, there was a little bit of movement then. And I sort of nearly fell onto this young girl. And the dad freaked out because he thought trouble was starting again, and his daughter was getting caught up in the middle of it. And then, of course, thankfully, he realised what happened. We had a laugh about it. But you want like genuine fear?
PJ Gallagher starting scraps with little girls on the hill.
Little girls, yeah. A genuine fear.
I know my limits.
Yeah, yeah. Oh fucking! I got the young one. You get the big guys. But you could see the fear, like they were fucking genuinely scared, like proper scared.
Yeah.
You know, of what the fuck was happening when they had kids. And then the dog...
On the hill, it could like that because of what it's like.
I don't know what happened. Well, when the guards went up, it fucking took off, right? So the guards went up, which they had to do.
Of course.
They went up and then punches started flying and it was like bedlam. So there was just one section here where they were
digging
and punching and fucking smacking the heads off each other. One lad, I saw him, he got a Kerry lad by the neck and was punching him in the side of the head the whole way down the steps as they were getting pushed out with the fights.
Fucking hell.
It was all after the match.
It was after the match.
The match was finished.
Right, okay.
And all this shit had started. And that is, I have been going to the hill since the fucking 80s. I have never in my life, I've heard a lot of shit stories about things that have happened. Never saw any of it. All bollocks. I can assure you, almost all the stories you hear are fucking bullshit. But this, I saw it with my own eyes and it was fucking stupid. And they're not fans.
No.
This happens. These are fucking people who don't go to Hill 16. And then they turn up and they fucking ruin it on everybody.
Yeah.
They ruin it on everybody. That is not, there's no place for that on the hill.
Yeah.
The previous week we were doing this fundraiser for the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Oh yeah, fair play.
And everybody was brilliant about it.
Because you wore a Kerry jersey
On Hill 16, which is like, for English people, that's like wearing a United jersey in the cop or something like that, right? Not advised during a soccer
it
match.
It would be a bit rough.
But the only fucking two people who had trouble with it were two stupid fucking idiot Rovers fans who started giving me shit about being a Bowes fan. No, bit. That's not. That does not belong on the hill.
Yeah.
That does not belong on Hill 16. It's not. Doesn't belong.
I see
there.
That, and I know I always say that.
And they are not people that go regularly.
That's
you know
what I'm
they're
saying.
Not.
Yeah.
They're full of shit. They're blow-ins.
Yeah.
They're fucking people who shouldn't have tickets in the first place.
But it is always that we've always talked about that kind of comparison between soccer and how aggressive soccer is. And that was the one thing I'm always. And I know it's like I'm not an ambassador for the GAA, but it's one thing I've always been so proud of within the GAA is that we all go like where we were sitting. Actually, there was a lot of Dublin around us, but there's Kerry fans, and like I've sat in the Hogan. That like you've Kerry in front, you Kerry behind, you Kerry whatever, and that you know everything's said all the way. But it's there's never an art. Like I remember at one point somebody said something. Joey turned around and was like, "Shut the fuck up" or something to someone, and your man, and actually the two of them then like caught themselves and. But like
had
burst
laugh
that whole
about
laugh. Joey's like, "Jeez, I'm real sorry, I got caught up." And your man like has like, "Sure, listened, wasn't I there, Mister, 5 minutes ago?"
And
there's
seen
never
that. I've seen lads going, "You shut your fucking mouth," and then people go, "Calm down, calm down," and then everyone shakes hands and go.
That has always happened.
I've never seen it spiral out of control until this moment.
And it's you know what annoys me as well is that it becomes that thing of the hill because the hill gets a name. Like I think back, like. The 1990 to 1994, the hill got a bit of a name and it came like Hill 16 is Dublin only and it was a bit rough.
But it was one corner.
Yeah,
it was
that
one
top corner.
Yeah,
hill.
That top corner. And these lads who are mostly, to be honest, look, I'm branding them. I don't know, but I knew some of them were Celtic fans, right? And I've no problem with normal Celtic fans or any of that shit, but they weren't Dublin
fans.
They were never there during league games. I'll put it that way.
Yeah.
They went for the when we went to all the league games every year, no sign of them. As soon as it gets to quarterfinals, these guys show up.
Yeah, so that was always that look. But that was a really small, condensed kind of. I remember that like 19 to 95, that and that thing of like Hill 16. But that
waving
has gone.
Palestinian flags and all that shit.
That was when they started taking sticks off flags going into the hill. And then into the early 2000s, that was the hill was really regulated and up until now. And like that then. My favourite thing about that was that you started to see families because I would never go to the hill because of that. It was always too, but even for me, it was too pushy, too shovy, too loud. It was a bit, it just didn't work for me.
And then they rebuilt
it
and it changed. Once they rebuilt it and they put in those
barriers,
it was different.
It was easier. But then you would see, which was always my favourite thing, you would see images of the hill right the way through Championship football, irrelevant of your county.
All mixed.
It is all mixed. And you would always see families. You'd see young girls and young boys on the hill, and it was like it had lost that. And then these shitbags decide they're going to have a scrap in the hill, and instantly it goes to Dublin fans are scumbags. Dublin fans do this. Dublin say Dublin is Hill 16 is Dublin only, and it's like
And then, in fairness, football fans get pissed off because football fans, if there's anything even half that dramatic, it's all over the papers.
Yeah.
And then they see, well, GAA fans are doing it now and saying the fucking thing, so they get pissed off.
Yeah.
So then it gets spiral all over the place. Yeah. But it doesn't belong. It is the one sport that shit does not belong.
And what happened with the Sunday game? I missed it obviously on Sunday night because we'd gone on. So we watched it on the Monday night because I was like, I want to see the hotel and Marty and chatting to everybody. And there was nothing. There was no hotel. There was no, I want to see Boo Boo drunk in the back like he was a couple of years ago.
Oh yeah, I don't know.
It didn't happen. They weren't in the Gibson. Well,
they didn't arrive into the Gibson until 11 o'clock, you know.
They
that?
Were really late because I know...
They stopped outside Gaffney's in the team bus and it was like, you know...
I think they had a drink in Gaffney's.
I think some people are saying, though, I was Mars and of course I missed everything, but I think some people are saying it was like half 10, 11 o'clock.
No, they were because they literally cut to them. Yeah, they cut to them because I'm trying to kind of, it's gone out of my head who they had one quick interview with Jim and then whoever was man of the match, I can't remember, but he was still in his trackers and he was like, Marty was like, are you cash? And he goes, we haven't even got to our rooms yet because he goes, he said, we haven't even got changed, so we're going to go up and get changed into our suits now. So I know it was all late, but there was, maybe that was because, so the Sunday game ran and Joe Brawley
gone.
Imagine having to be, sorry, this is very heavy, but Joe Brawley is...
This is like a GAA podcast.
We'll
now.
Stop
20
now.
Minutes we'll and we've done nothing now. To talk we'll football.
Joe, but imagine being the TV producer having to ring. So Joe Brawley is like a sports pundit.
He's like, I'm trying to make a comparison for him. It's like Alan Shearer or someone, isn't it? I don't know. I'm trying to think.
Yeah,
of
he's like, he's a long timer. Like, he's there forever,
years,
basically.
Years,
and
like,
he was
headhunted by them from the UTV coverage.
Yeah. So then he had been on the first final and then the replay, he got dropped. But all my head, like me and Joe, I was like, can you imagine having to ring Joe Brawley and tell him he's been fucking dropped? And I liked it because he tweeted going, has anybody got a match for the game or a game for the match? A fucking ticket for the match. I've been let down. I was like, oh, but imagine having to ring Joe Brawley and going, you've been cut. Like, you've been cut from the, and I don't even know who did the analysis because who was doing the coverage because we got two last minute tickets. We'd given up hope. There was nothing around and trying to get out to watch a game on a Sunday afternoon to get the kids organised is a nightmare. And on Saturday afternoon, we knew it was later, my brother rang and went, I've two tickets to the restricted view. I said, I would sit on Michael D. Higgins' lap. Couldn't give a shit. So then we did the mad dash of trying
That'd
to get a babysitter.
Good
I know, we got to go. I'd love to sit with him. It was our
That'll
New York.
The ultimate of
it
tickets.
It was our New York anniversary yesterday, me and him traveling
I saw
to New
you
York
putting
together,
up the pictures so like, of it.
Little Michael D. But anyway, so we did that. So anyway, as it turns out, my brother's girlfriend came and babysat me and then tagged with my ma. And we legged it. We got the bus, haven't been on a bus, didn't realise how much they stop. Got on the bus, had to ask the man and all, how much do I pay to get in? Sat up right up the front, up the top. Got the bus and we ran from Dame Street. We ran to Crow Park. Of course, Joey has to stop to get a fucking drink because he's a headache. But anyway, ran up, got in literally as the first point was kicked over. Like,
amazing.
It was unbelievable. But that thing of like, of getting a ticket and being there and being in the mixer, then we didn't get to see any of the coverage, didn't get to see who was given out about who, and then obviously there was a card given. And thank God for the country woman in front of us with her earphones in. You need somebody from the country with earphones to get
it's
the coverage.
Great. Anywhere, no matter where you go, they're brilliant, yeah.
But yeah, fuck, it was savage. It was like, and we had restricted view, which just meant that there was a bit of this scoreboard because we were right
obscured.
Up at the... Yeah.
Oh, you're right up
the... All I couldn't see was literally one corner of the hill. That was all I could see the whole pitch.
Wow.
Fine. We had a great seat.
It doesn't matter. Yeah, once you're in, it doesn't make a shit of a difference where you're
the
sitting.
The feeling of getting those tickets is like... and then somebody sent me a message going, you don't even like GAA, why are you at it?
I got that.
The fuck?
I couldn't fucking believe
it. You got
it? Oh, when I was doing the Kerry jersey thing, right?
Stop.
So the whole fucking point, just to get this straight in, right? So it's for Make-A-Wish Foundation. It's for sick children, right? Sick fucking kids, right? Say, like, provide families with a memory, whatever, right? And Grant, I didn't volunteer to do this, right? Okay? It was put to me, would you do this? I was there fucking grand, right? And the reason they picked me to do it was because I go to Hill 16
every
fucking game. I've had a season ticket from when they used to be like...
So haven't you done
paper.
An ad for Dublin?
Yeah.
You do Dublin jerseys or
I
something.
I did,
yeah.
So I've been going to every game for years upon years upon years, every game. So that me got... Because like you said, being a Kerry fan of the Hill, it doesn't fucking matter.
No.
Nobody gives a bollocks. Yeah. Being a Dublin fan in a Kerry jersey on the Hill, however, is a whole different kettle of piss altogether. matter, right? So that was the point. So I got the Kerry jersey, went and then some, a fucking course, people started tagging me going, oh yeah, got the ticket because he's a fucking Z-list celebrity. Never saw him on the hill before.
And that's fair. Like, Irish. I mean, that is the start. Okay, that is the factual.
First part of that is factual. Grand. Grand. But that's not but that's not why I got the ticket.
It's true.
I've had the ticket since I was a nipper.
Yeah. But someone sent me a message and they were like, why are you there? You don't even like GAA. And I was like, you don't even know anything about me.
How many matches a year do you go to? Honestly, club and county.
I'm at two club matches every week.
Right, so two club
and
matches.
And then a county, it's harder to get to Dub. I'll get a league game in and then try and get, but like, I would happily give.
So you're going to 30 matches a year, maybe.
Yeah, give or take.
Right. So what in the name of fucking
but even for that, like, to me, I've given away like All Ireland tickets before, but even that, I got asked to work. I got asked for Today FM, asked me to cover a gig because somebody was off. And I was like, I'll do it. And then I realized that it was the day of the All Ireland final. So I had to email them going, listen, thanks a million for the opportunity, but I can't do it. I said, it's the day of the All, I think they thought I was taking the piss. I was like, it's the day of the All Ireland final, I'll be watching. And they was like, do you have a ticket? And I went, no, but I'll be watching it at home. I went, I can't cover. Yeah, now, I don't think Today FM are going to come back and offer me cover work after that, because I turned them down and told them I wanted to watch a football match. Well, I couldn't, but I'm not
You're
a fan.
Just what they need.
Not a fan. So I was like, I just kind of went, I'm not even going to answer that. Like, it's
not reacting. I reacted. I'm going back to, I'm learning not to be reacting.
And some stuff does. Like, some stuff hurts your feelings when people send you stuff.
Yeah, I know,
but it's stupid to let it.
It's me letting it. You know what I mean? I have to give someone permission to upset me. That's the point, you know. Normally, I look at shit, people call me all sorts of things, right?
Yeah.
And you get used to it.
Yeah.
I've been called cabbage head. Fuck.
I call you cabbage head a lot.
And most people, then you get called an unfunny bollocks and a fucking dickhead. I've had one person saying that the only time they ever want to see me again is with a toe tag. You know, that's literally someone telling you to die. All of this shit I found genuinely kind of funny. You know what I mean? Kind of funny. I've had newspapers write about what a waste of taxpayers' money I am. How the fuck I'm taxpayers' money, I don't know.
But I'd like some of that money.
But I'd like to see it. Oh, it never bothered me. But as soon as someone says, you don't even go to Hill 16, I was like, right! Oh my God! Oh, you...
Now you know where to hurt them.
Now you're fucking with my feelings, shithead! I'm like, I got all upset. And I reacted to it. And as soon as I reacted to it, I was like, oh, you dickhead. I felt like a moron. And I could see the people reacting back then. Because you create this wave
and
of shit.
And then you stop and step
on both
away.
Ways. So you create a wave of people going,
good.
Yeah, so take it on the chin, you wanker. And people going, fucking assholes. And it's all a storm in my own bullshit. So I just thought, I was going to take it down. I was like, nah, leave it up. Leave it up as a test, a little pillar to your shame. So you can remind yourself.
Next time you're going to have an outburst.
That the next time you get upset, it's your fault. It's
but
no one's
fault. Did make me laugh with the justification as well, though, because it just reminded me of, I remember being in school and like that, my brother supported, like, as in, you know, in the house, my brother supported Liverpool. Now, we were a real ga house, but Jeffrey supports Liverpool, my dad supported Manchester United, and Glenn supports Spurs. But
what a mixed house that is.
But again, we were a real ga house, but on a Sunday, because we're a sport house, like, there was all, like, my literally, Jeffrey and my dad are exactly the same people. They would watch fucking bowl, like, they'd watch
I'll
anything.
Watch that, yeah. I like Korean roller skate wrestling. I don't give a fuck. I'll
Jeffrey and my dad are like that. And then, like, it would be Jeffrey and my dad would have been the people who have to find out everything about the sport then. They would become like, I need to know all the details of it and the rules. Like, my dad would tell you obscure facts about mad sports. But
so
anyway,
are they doing that now, waking up at like 6 o'clock in the morning watching Rugby World Cup shit and all that?
Yeah, well, my dad's not. He's dead. I'm sure he's watching in Japan.
That makes perfect sense.
But and same with Joey, all excited about the rugby. But anyhow, so I supported Liverpool just by osmosis almost. You know, like, he did it, so I went, I'll kind of do it.
Yeah,
but
I
knew, but like, they talked about football, I knew enough. And I remember saying in school, and I won't name and shame, but there was a guy in my class who was Manchester United supporter. And he went, basically was like, you're a girl, you don't know anything. And I went, well, I do. And it was around 1995,
like,
right?
That's genuinely still
so
an
he
attitude.
Decided to that he so and this like he knew nothing about because it was I know it was around 95 because it was around the time Dublin won the All-Ireland back again, like, and he decided that he was going to write a quiz that I was to take to determine whether I was allowed to talk about sport. Because I remember, like, Lee Sharp, Eric Cantona were all on the Manchester United team at that at that stage. And, like,
so he
basically made me, like, name check. And would be, like, number whatever for, whatever, like, number 7 for Manchester United was Eric Cantona, or number 1 was, like, Schmeichel. And then, like, did it with, you know, with Liverpool. And if I answered enough questions, then I was I really basically think, deemed like
qualified.
Yeah, Keith Downey, if you're listening.
Keith Downey, yeah. You bollocks.
Yeah, he lives in Australia now. But like,
oh, that's funny.
And it's really funny because I know one of the lads I went to school with who hangs around listens to the podcast, and he's now sitting chuckling. But I always remember that thing of like, I never vocally spoke a lot about football.
Of course not.
Because I was like, if they ask me a question, I don't know the answer.
You start panicking.
Yeah, and I remember actually answering like,
because you can't say I don't know without some, you fucking girl.
Yeah.
Your
vagina.
Yeah, fucking girl. Of course you don't know.
Yeah. So yeah.
What do you think, Mark? Oh, I don't know either. Yeah.
But that's allowed.
Neither do I.
Yeah. Big swing of Mickey.
That's still a thing though.
Yeah.
Like you see when it comes to, I know it's half an hour now we're still talking about football, but you see it with the GAA now, because it's so new. So you're seeing it really strong. I am anyway. I've seen a lot of people. And lads who are friends of mine say, we are watching the women's football, are you? One lad I know, no shit, right? No shit. Because Women's Football Day final is my favourite day of the year in Croke Park.
Yeah, you love it.
I love it, right? There's no idiots there. There's plenty of room to move around.
Great atmosphere.
Whole lot of games aren't. It's really lighthearted atmosphere. Yeah. You can have a pint and walk around. Yeah. It's a lovely day,
they let
right?
You put your bottle caps
so
on.
When the lads' day was finished, I fucked off.
Yeah. But you didn't go drinking the night of the All Ireland, no.
Fucked off, hung around a bit, fucked off, woke up the next day, made the day of it for the Women's Day, because it's my favourite fucking day in Croke Park. I was telling one of my friends, are you around? I said, no, I'm going into the final. What final was the first question? The women's final, just going for the 3 in a row. No shit, right? Oh, do you know what? Will I read you the text?
Read the text. Shame him. Shame him. Shame him.
Yeah. I wonder if I still have it. Of course I still have it. It's just a matter of finding it. But it was
put
one of the most...
Put his name in.
Yeah, here it is. Oh, yeah. Will you fuck off? What a waste of money. Women can't be cool, aren't funny, and are shy at sports. They never had to be good at any of those things to get their hole in the first place. Men did, and that's why they're good at it.
I'd say.
Now, there's a fucking mouthful, right?
Oh, I'm telling you what, and he's not a mouthful, I give him that. I'd say he's barely a fucking handful.
That's a... Isn't that so... Like, talk about being... I just answered with, it's the best day of the year, and no answer after
because
that.
Because you can't.
That was it. What is... Isn't that some mouth... Like, will you fuck off?
But it's like
what
women aren't funny.
What a waste of money. Women can't be cool.
He hasn't made aren't me.
Funny
yourself.
And are shite at sports. Apparently all of that is because you didn't have to do it to get ridden.
To get a ride.
Yeah.
And therefore,
this is a logic of a man. This is the actual lad. Now, this isn't something I read in the newspaper. Or this is a lad I know my life.
This is
someone I know. This is someone that's out there in the wild as we speak today. This is a genuine attitude.
Going around.
It's a fuck. That is a fucking real attitude of a gobshite.
Does he have a significant other?
Not anymore.
Oh,
funny enough.
Oh, mad that, isn't it? I say she was bored of having shite sex because she didn't have to do it to get her ride.
Yeah, funny.
I guarantee you he's not funny either.
Yeah, isn't that unreal? And then, like, and you will see if you look back on any of its pages, like the sports pages, like the 42, any of those things, and you look at any article that's
coverage
about the women's final. If you look at any of them, and I mean any of them, the top and most of the comments will be lads saying load of bollocks, shite game. Fucking crap, who'd watch that shit? You know, it's all of that. All of that shit.
Like that actually, and the game was, hurts my feelings.
The game
like,
was kind of shit because it was
rain.
The conditions were fucked.
Yeah, the rain was
and
awful.
I think there was something wrong with the pitch from the day before. It was unbelievably slippy, especially on the...
Now,
at
I
the Cusick stand near
it.
The goal, near closer to the hill, I thought there was something wrong with the field because it was... I mean, all they had to do was stand still and they were falling over.
Now,
there.
That's really funny that you say that because Joey and I talked about that because we'd watched it and I said, like, it was pissing and it was sideways rain and you could see the ball, but actually you could see their bodies. And I was saying to Joey, do they wash the pitch after the All-Ireland?
Yeah,
or what do they do? Because they have the fireworks...
Yeah,
on the pitch,
and all those streamers
and then
all bullshit,
the streamers.
Right?
How do they clear that off? And then obviously because it's heated and it's drained, or whatever. I was like, is there under? And he was like, Jesus, that's because I was like, they're sliding.
They were sliding.
Like, you could
like,
see
there
them.
Was
it wasn't
no
just ball. The hand, because even when they were trying to kick ball or run into a tackle, you could fucking see them. It was like a slip and slide. Like.
Yeah, and there was no way of staying on their feet.
Yeah.
Like there was
from
like
both
women
sides.
Going in to try. Yeah, women going in and like doing a simple bending over on an almost dead ball,
to pick
up and
ball.
Tripping
yeah.
over. Like,
yeah.
And they weren't pissed. So I honestly thought
for
it was
the most part,
and
I'd
always
say they were
on the same patches of the field.
Yeah,
I still think there was something wrong.
Funny you said that because I had said that I was like, how did they get get all that, because obviously from the fireworks alone, there's ash that's gone down onto that pitch.
Yeah. And it was all, actually, now that you say it, it was on the, we were in the Hogan, no, which, where?
So the Cusack side.
We were in the Hogan side.
That side?
Yeah, we were the Hogan side. And it would have been down for the, down where the hill end of the Hogan side. Okay. That's where I used to notice all the slipping. So I don't know.
I don't know. Anyway, where it was. But yeah, anyway, it was, congratulations.
Yeah, yeah.
To Dublin football.
But they, the fucking man, that attitude though. That's the next stumbling block, right?
This is this thing about women and like
Carla Rowe, by the way, as well. Not who? To fucking interfere. Carla Rowe, the Dubs player, she scored last year at the final, the best goal that was scored in Croke Park for the whole fucking year.
You see?
Did
she do that to get her ride?
Well, yeah. But it is that thing.
It's so funny. It's that the attitudes are women's attitudes are changing, but it's that almost the constant apology. Like I was saying last week about like you go in and apologise for asking for sanitaries. I'm sorry, I have a period. Can I just get, sorry to disturb? Can I just grab a,
yeah.
Like, you know,
and the same shithead will be cheering on to Katie Taylor when she's coming back as well, you know?
Yeah, but like it's funny how, but like, so his attitudes are changing. I don't want my daughter to grow up and have that same feeling. But like that, it was like there was things that I loved Ga growing up and that I was always afraid to have those conversations with, because I was like, if I falter at all, they'll think that I don't know what I'm talking about. But sometimes even in radio, I was talking with someone last week at radio and I actually ended up saying to him, God, I'm really sorry, I'll stop talking. And he actually was like, don't. He said, you're so good. He's Alan, our producer. He's like, you're so into it. You're so, and I said, but I'm so used to radio being such a man's game, but I know the work. And for one thing I'm confident about is like, I know radio, but it's only now I actually have the confidence to go, yeah, I fucking know.
Yeah,
I know how it works.
Yeah,
but it is that real thing of that chip bag.
Yeah, it just takes one though, right?
Like it is,
and for people to laugh it off and not sort of,
yeah,
go,
that's, yeah, like it's,
I suppose,
it's,
I, in fairness, I'm to fucking blame as well. All I says is it's the best day of the year.
But I think sometimes you, like, there is an element of it that way.
I text them now.
Yeah,
two weeks later, shut your hole.
But there is an element as well that you just sometimes you just pick your battles, because sometimes you just can't come across like. It's that ignorance thing. It's a weird place for women to be, I think, at the moment. I think we're just starting. There's a bit of levelling coming out. Women are coming out stronger. We're starting to find our voice a little bit more. This is very serious.
And it is.
Your mate has a small Mickey. I went to Centre Parks.
Oh, in Longford. You're a proper L one. Can we at least get this out of the way? Suzanne Cain is an L1, right? She's doing the staycations with the kids. There's a whole new, for those that don't know, there's basically a new Mosney in Ireland. It's the new Mosney of Ireland, it is.
It's a posh Mosney.
You go, yeah, well, you know, Mosney was considered posh back in its day, as was
Bunnings.
Oh, wasn't
my mum always said Mosney was common. We were never allowed to go there.
Well, that shows us a little bit of a difference coming in there. But yeah, but she's gone to the new posh Mosney in Longford. It's so fucking funny. I have to say, I was laughing at you.
Of course
you were. I was looking at your pictures and I was laughing at you. I was there. There's a woman now who'd be fucking loving her holidays and her cocktails and shimmying around all this crack, and she's off on her little staycation in Longford, and she's wrapped up with the fucking you're a mammy.
I was a real mammy. Now I have to say that weekend was, because it was a press weekend and we were invited down, and I was working because weekend I am, we're down there, and the fucking pressure of it, right? I had to go and buy a swimsuit because like I was like, I'm going to fucking see everyone, right? So I'm like, it has to cover enough of me, right? Just in general. And then that I feel okay in it. Because, like, we're at the swimming pool, the subtropical swimming pool.
Look at her. She's still looking for more free holidays.
Oh, I want to go back. I fucking love it. And one of our listeners, Benjamin Kay. Hello, Benjamin. His brother works for Centre Parks, right? So Benjamin had been to Longford, or maybe he just calls himself Ben, but Benjamin on Instagram. But he'd been down to Longford. So he was like saying, you need to bring this with you. Try this, do this. He goes to Centre Parks in the UK. And then our UK followers were like, book into this. The kids, I would have stayed for a week. But anyway, it was only just for the weekend. But so I was like, I need to have, because I kept hearing more and more people saying they were going. So I was realising this was turning into a bit of a fucking press weekend. And that when I tell you the fucking high concentration of press, like I kept seeing Rachel Allen sitting outside, hurrying away, like eating food or whatever outside places.
So, yeah, because everyone was
Bannon,
there, right?
Yeah, cruising around.
Everybody's internet stories are internet stories. Fucking Instagram stories for the whole
week.
Yeah, for the whole week was just them in this fucking place in when everyone was going on.
And everyone's losing the head.
I didn't get invited.
Of course
you
didn't.
Yeah, yeah, so but there you go.
You are not their target market. I, with my children, am. But yeah, I was working. So it, there's like when you're working, there's a bit of pressure because in fairness, like I had a production meeting on the Friday and had to like, then we were doing the show on Saturday morning from down there. So there was a lot of that. And then there's the, so there's competition winners, and then there's just, so like Dermot and Dave were down there. Dermot Bannon was down there. Baz Ashmary was down there. Like literally like
everybody.
Everybody was
this
down
is another
there.
Situation where Susanna's gotten into somewhere and I haven't. Can we just remember that? Remember how the podcast finished last year? There's exactly this fucking situation all over again. You having dinner with Coldplay, getting tickets to Fancy Gaffs, all this. Oh, I've actually lost track of it all. And here we go again.
Oh, so, and do you know what? I'm going to stay in the north side next week. I'm going to stay in Clontarf Castle for a night.
Oh, you're very nice.
Was it nice?
Very nice. Yeah, very nice altogether. Yeah,
yeah, you're going with,
oh, you'll only be down the road from me, ma.
Oh, I'll wait for it. Oh,
yeah,
but yeah, so anyway, we went. So I had my swimsuit on me and that was fun. We went to the pool and it's like, I didn't realise how uncomfortable it is. Like, so you're not bumping into friends. You're bumping into people you've worked with over the years. Like, you know, people you've worked with on radio, people you know from telly. You're like, did I do my fucking wax? And I hope I did my wax. And then parents are all, we're all at this kind, you know, this level of near hysteria. Like just, you know, a little bit could push us over the edge because we're all trying to keep our kids as fucking less feral as we can. Like just so they can't go, I saw Suzanne Cain's kids, they're fucking
mentors.
Wild. Yeah. And like Karen Costner
wild,
at one point was beside
wild.
Me in a swimsuit and like one of her kids was splashing and then she was trying to organise her little girl and like this lady walked behind and like audibly loud went, just Karen Costner from Expose 8. And Karen is like, Karen was like, I don't think I've ever felt so exposed to my fucking life. Like,
Expose
and then
it.
You just see Expose it, which God bless them, they're gone. They're fucking bust. But
yeah.
But then you'd see like people looking at Dermot Bannon. But then we found out that people who weren't like invited press received letters.
What?
To say, right, this is the best ever, to say there's lots of familiar faces in the village at the weekend. And if you see them, please don't approach
Leave them alone. You're joking.
Yeah, which didn't work for me because I went up to Dermot Bannon and took out a picture of my gaff and started scrolling through pictures like, Dermo, let's talk extensions.
Oh my God, you are fucking unbelievable. You're the most on-the-make person I've ever met in my life.
Didn't do that.
Yeah, you did.
Didn't. I was like, Baz, do you want to work on a show together? Love me, Baz. But in fairness, I have to say, genuinely, it's an unreal place. Like, but like that, I saw like influencers in their natural habitats and all drinking fucking fish bowls of gin and all with like, and they all like, because they were all because they post so much shit. Like, so they all have full makeup on and were wearing outfits, and I like had a t-shirt that like was all to the side and had fucking shit on it, and I was like,
that's the best way. I wish that was what people actually put online. You know,
that's
the actual...
what I put online for the most part. Suzanne.fm on Instagram if you want to follow me. But that's for the most part. I try. Why not put bullshit? Because I said that last podcast, I became so affected by the bullshit I was ingesting online that I wanted to get fucking Invisalign and Botox.
Do you follow Roz Porcel? This is my second podcast in a row talking about her.
I think you've put a heart on for Roz.
I don't actually. I don't. I genuinely don't at all. But
she's
just
foodie she's, and
she's sound. Gone that way now. She's just like posts very honest pics
of like
herself
her. Yeah,
and
I
all
like
that
her.
Shit.
Yeah.
And she just like goes out walking and she does all these hikes and if someone takes a snap, she doesn't
retake it.
She's
probably doing all
that
just to
like,
get the ride.
Yeah, she wants to play football for Dublin, but she can't. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Just for the ride.
Not
funny either.
But she's very, very, very good
normal,
at that sort of stuff.
Yeah,
really normal, really down to earth.
She like, wasn't in Central
Park. Okay,
parks.
Grand, no matter what condition you find her in, she's always going to look well, right?
Because she's a ride.
Because she's
an app. Well, you can't say that, but I'll say it. She's an absolute. Roz Purcell was like a Miss Ireland, wasn't she? She's a fucking ride.
Am I thinking of the right Roz?
Is it Roz Purcell? Or Roz?
Oh, there's a couple of Rozes.
Oh, I just know Roz Purcell. Roz Purcell, who's like she's a foodie and...
The one that's not related to Christa Borg.
No, that's Rosanna Davison.
Oh, yeah, so it's not... Rosanna Davison is
Roz
the one that's...
Roz Purcell, this one. This girl. This ride.
That's her.
She's
yeah, no, I'm
a fucking
all right. Thank
ride.
God I've been saying the right name. Fucking hell. But yeah, but she's...
I can't watch her. Like, I'm sure
she's
deadly. I can't watch her, PJ. I was like, so she...
Ah, no, she's brilliant.
She's a fucking ride. No, I
but
can't.
But
like,
she just puts up very honest pictures and
fucking
snapshots when she's doing her things and all. You know what I mean? She doesn't, like, gloss over shit. She's very honest and very open about stuff.
Look at her. She's beautiful. That's her with no makeup, which I really... See this? And this shite as well that they put up. Oh, I've no makeup on me. Piss off. piss off. She has no, Ross has no makeup on her there. But like this thing of I'm just out of the gym and hashtag wellness and all. I'm just like,
I've joined the new gym. It's what the funny. It's a totally, well, I had to because this lad basically ran off with all our money or whatever, right?
Oh no.
Oh yeah.
Who?
Oh, the I can't go into it because there's court cases and everything.
Oh God.
Effectively, runner. Done. Money. Gone. Right? Mad stuff, right? That happened.
Putting
so,
on weight by the second.
So I had to join the new gym. So it's a much bigger sort of open gym. Right. And my God, the world has changed since I was in a big gym. Oh. Holy shit. Lads go around planting their phones down, pop a pose and hoods up.
What's a pose and hood?
No, they pull their hoods up and do real sort of trying to do mysterious photos of themselves standing in squat racks and all.
Like what's the amount a squat of rack?
Ah, Jesus,
I don't
Suzanne.
Go to the gym, PJ.
It's where you do squats with a
don't
bar
fucking
on
don't
your back.
Gym shame me now.
And then you get and then all the and it's all about the hoop. It's all about the hoop.
Are the lads all doing the hoop to hoop?
Tits are yesterday's news.
Really?
Gone are the ditties.
Sorry,
it is
baby.
All about
you are
the
not currency.
Hoop. If you don't have a big hoop,
I
you're know, nobody.
I just have a fat old hoop that's saggy.
Well, unfortunately for you then you're gonna have to get the, you're gonna have to find out what the squat rack is.
Okay.
Get that hoop
or buy one.
Because it's all
hoop to hoop to hoop.
It's unreal. Everybody's taking pictures of their arses. Everybody's taking pictures of their arses. That is the deal. And it's all this thing like, you know.
Oh, I saw somebody had a picture up yesterday of their arse. I was like,
oh,
looking
yeah.
At, yeah.
But it's so disguised arse pictures are the pictures that everybody wants to see. So it's kind of like, you can't let on the picture is of your arse. It has to be about something that shows your arse. So, you know, you're in a squat rack, stand next to a mirror, and you put your foot up or something, and it makes your arse flex.
And go new kicks.
And you go, yeah, check out my new runners. And you're showing your arse. Right?
Right.
Or look at the wind, look at the view from this window and they're like standing in it with that with their hoop flexed. All of this.
Are you putting up pictures of your arse?
No, I don't bring a phone into the gym. It's the only time I don't have a phone with me, so I just like the solace of it all.
Right.
I like
okay.
watching other people taking pictures of their hoops.
There's another headline.
Yeah,
PJ
yeah.
Gallagher.
And then you get this, and it's brilliant, the mix of people is gas. I was like, did you go in? It was the other day, I went in, there was this L lad, and he was just fast asleep on the leg extension machine. You know, just literally fast asleep.
He probably has kids at home, and he's like, I'm going. Actually, funny enough, because I was coming out of the Borgosh, I went to see Greece last week, and when I came out, is it Fly Fit is across the road?
Oh, I don't know.
Whatever, one of them.
Yeah,
but it was like
really
half 10 at night and it was full of people working out.
Oh, that's life at 24 hour gyms, yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah. You know, just like, you know, it's becoming a problem with acting and stuff, right? So they've been trying to cast a couple of period dramas around Dublin at the moment, right?
Yeah.
And they can't cast them because all the actors are so ripped. All the young actors, they look after themselves
too
so
well
that they can't be cast in anything where they're not supposed to be.
Looking like they're scurvy.
Yeah, where they're looking really healthy. So yeah, so like 19... Or no, like 1800s, period dramas, all that sort of stuff. They're trying to cast a few of them now and they just can't get anyone who looks like they could possibly
look
be alive.
I look unhealthy, so if they want, they I would be... I am available for lots of work at the moment, so...
I'd say you would rather lose control of your hole for a month than do a period drama play, would you?
I'd like a dress.
Yeah,
I'd like the dress. I'd like anything that pays at the moment that I don't have to sell my body or work too much.
Yeah, definitely.
That I can work within my kids' school hours. Do you
yeah,
know what
well
I mean? Like
then, yeah, there goes rehearsals for a start.
You know, I'd make it work if I had to. If I really liked it, I would. Like, you want to challenge yourself.
True
but, it is, like, it's funny that you say about the gym. So I'm running the Great Pink Run on the October 19th for Breast Cancer Ireland. But
brilliant,
I lost
yeah.
my auntie to breast cancer last year and my other auntie had breast cancer and thankfully is a survivor. So Weekend AM have a team and I'm running with a girl who's 29 who's just come out of breast cancer treatment and she's well, thank God, for Breast Cancer Ireland. But I was like, I had a really, like, one of those really sobering moments where you realise how fucking unfit you are. Like, I used to run all the time. I was pretty fit. I'm running around after my kids fit. My stomach has changed. It's gone flabby. My arse has gone flabby. And again, I was insta fucking shaming myself going, I look horrendous. So anyway, I went for a run and then I went, I need to go and join a gym so I could, like, go and do classes in the morning while the kids are in school. And I'll be really honest, I shit myself and didn't do it. So now I just go out running on my own because I actually am just too intimidated to go in and
really?
Join a gym. I can't do it. I can't. My anxiety got
I can't.
So,
do that
can't.
To yourself.
My anxiety got at the idea of having to go into a gym. And I get it. Like,
and
what's I get.
You? Why
I
the just, fucking
I
you up?
Just, like, I know no one gives a fuck about me ultimately, and no one's going to
pay
attention
that doesn't
to
matter.
Me. But it's just, it's going in, it's changed, it's not known anything there, it's not known how to work anything, it's having to walk in the door. I had a membership for a gym, and all I had to go in and get my fob, and I didn't even go in and get the fob. I had to pay it for a year, never even walked in the door and got my
You're
fob.
You're joking.
You know?
You're being so
No, I know, but like that, like, and it's really funny because people's perceptions, and that's one of the things I'm always like, people look at me and go, I am thin, like I'm not overweight, but I'm like, I'm squidgy. Do you know what I mean? Like, where I, no, but where, squidgy. No, I am, I swear to you. So where,
you are not squidgy.
PJ, I swear to you. So where, what my, obviously it doesn't, what my body looked like 9 years ago and what my body looks like now, they're two totally different things. And I understand where people who are overweight will look at me and go, what the fuck are you even talking about? Like, you're off your head. But like, it looks a certain way, like it used to. I need to tone. I'm really like, for my health and my fitness, I have that resigning thing in my head now, or that I'm kind of like, your body doesn't forget. Like, and I mistreat it. I don't like a lot of foods. Don't like the taste of them. Don't like vegetables. So we really need to look at that as well. But that's a whole other different fucking show. But so I was like, I need to go and get fit. And I was like, I could just, and I can talk a great game, because I was like, Joey, I can do spinning these mornings, and I might take a yoga class in, because my anxiety had been really bad a couple of weeks ago. Yeah, like, my anxiety was really, really bad. And that real choking thing, you know, like where my throat kind of closes a bit, like, feel like I'm choking all the time. So that I went in and told the doctor that I had esophageal cancer. I told him that my esophageal cancer was back. God. And he went, you never had it in the first place.
Drama.
I know.
The fucking drama.
Welcome to my world. So I was like, I'll do all of these things. And then you can do a trial for 50 quid. And then, but I couldn't fully understand what it was saying. And I got myself so caught up in the pedantic of it, of like, whether it would start taking it out every month, and then I just went, you know, I lost my confidence. So I just go for a run around the block now. And
fuck,
it's good
that.
Because I like, there's a stretch in my road where I have to run, because if anybody sees me, like, I have to run. I can't be walking, because they'll be like,
so even when you're running, it's out of anxiety rather than a will.
But it helps, like, it definitely helps with my anxiety.
And what are you actually worried about, Indy? What stops you
everything, like,
stating?
Having to actually,
is that it, the first
no,
thing
no but even
stating?
Like, having to go in, and the unfamiliarness of it, of not, like, I've realised how bad I am with change. Like, I've realised I'm not, like, we had this conversation before, like, not even, but like, as in, so me taking a leap to do something, and it's not about failure, I'm not afraid of failure, it's just having to do it,
just
like,
the stress
just
of
the
actually
stress
doing
of
something new.
Yeah, doing something new,
and what it's going to be, and you might be embarrassed and all that shit.
Yeah, like, and it's not what anybody thinks of me. It's like, I'm,
yeah, you'll beat yourself.
I'll just beat myself. I don't need anybody to make a comment about anything about what I look like or what I do, because I can guarantee you I have bashed myself way worse than you could ever say anything.
See,
about
that's
me.
The fucking worst thing. Because you'd never let anyone speak to you the
counseling.
Way you speak to you.
Yeah, no, yeah, absolutely.
You wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
You'd be like, fuck off.
Yeah. And I'm a great cheer for other people. I'm like, you need to do this, you need to do whatever. And then, like, internally I go, and it is that real, like.
But if you went with someone else, would it be the same?
I think so. I don't know. I honestly don't know. Like, genuinely my goal is to try and get myself into a gym and do a yoga class or do a spinning class. Why have the fucking banger started already? It's not even fucking October. Is there someone just been shot in Lombard Street? It's neither here nor there, but it's trying to get in and go to the gym and do that. But I go running at the moment. But I'm gonna do this. And even like this fucking pink run, like, because I met with my exec producer for work, and he was like, I was kind of talking about it, and he goes, like, Suzanne, you realise you can just walk it, like, you don't need to fucking sprint, like, it's only 5k and it's for fun, and like, you know. But he could actually see in my head that I was already starting to be, I was like, what would people expect of me? Like, we say this all the time, like, what's the expectation they have?
What
do you need from me, like? And then I'm like, okay, yeah.
Jeez, yeah. I know what you mean, but like, it's something that it's just a pity you've let it stop you doing something, you know.
Yeah,
that's,
no, but I know
it's a pity. Like,
I will figure it out because once I know in my head that I do it, sometimes I'll come round to the far side and break it and go, okay,
and just
do it.
Yeah, because when you do it once,
oh yeah, once
it's
I
done,
do it, yeah,
you've already built up your own way of going about it first time, you know.
But it's even, see, you talking about those R shots and stuff of people taking that, and again, I know we keep going on about it, but it's that again, that bullshit of like what people are putting out, the bullshit people are putting out, and that people are buying into that bullshit of like the gym pictures and you know, I always find that the cruel irony almost of it. When I worked in radio, I remember, because I would go to the gym, I would work out, I would do all those things. I remember talking to our fitness instructor. I loved the guy, Dave from Fitness 10. He used to do my fitness, or System 10. And I remember having those conversations, like, if you're at a point where you're nervous about going to the gym, how do you get... And I remember having this whole thing on the show and him going, and I was like, you know, just get in and do it and you'll be fine. And I'm like, here I am fucking 6 years later.
Yeah, that's not enough though, if you're actually genuinely, like, if you have that anxiety doing it yourself. But you probably need someone to just do it with you.
Yeah, well, in fairness, my brother's
once
gas.
Once or twice,
my
someone
like,
that you know.
My brother's like, I'm going to bring you up because dudes have a
yeah,
gym.
Yeah, but you want it probably to be a woman. Like, you, well, even I, just no, for the I simple things of the change rooms and
I
shit.
Like, that stuff doesn't bother me because I'll find, like, a change room and find somewhere to go into. But even my brother's like, I'm going to bring you up and train you up in dudes. And it's because he knows how. It's a comfort, but it's an alien. Like the Jude's gym would be in an alien environment for me now because I wouldn't go near that end of the building at all. Obviously. But yeah, like, do you know, but he's like, I'm going to bring you up and train you there because he'll push a little bit. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
So yeah, it is a bizarre part, but I find that like
but
it's
that. Not bizarre. I'd say it's a load of people like that. I'd say most people are probably like that.
Yeah, see, I look at people.
Anyway.
I look at loads of shit that people do and I go, God, you're deadly that you can do that. Like, but then the irony is that people go to me, I like, telly to me is like, people go, oh, I couldn't think of anything worse. And I'm like, yeah. I fucking love it. I fucking
well,
love
that's
it.
Some
I
people
love,
would just be terrified to even just talk on a fucking
yeah,
microphone.
I love radio. Like, I love this. Like, I said to Joey, or somebody sent a message the other day, and because we had met and we were talking about coming back to do the podcast, and then I started to get excited about it again. And we haven't been excited about it in so long because we were so tired, I think, in February.
There was just
we were
too
finishing.
Much going on.
We'd so both. Had so much going on, and I was like, someone sent a message, got him, and then you sent me a message going, sad animal facts, and I was like, I'm fucking so excited.
Oh, yeah. Which you fuck off. We'll have to do them the next time. Yeah.
Well,
like,
anyway, we've been too long self deprecating, and also, we didn't get to talk about Love Island, but we can talk about the next time,
yeah, yeah, all of that. So, we're coming back next week with a gym membership for Suzanne.
No, thank you. But don't forget to tell
a friend
about
Dubland. We should record it in the gym while you do press ups.
Me crying, clinging to a fucking door. Although that said, I've bought some beautiful gym gear.
Yeah. Isn't that what everybody does though? Isn't that what everybody does? It's that, you know, that one thing a day bullshit that we all do. And so you think, right, if I buy the gear,
I'll go.
Well, then I'm a step closer to being fucking ripped. And you set the end goal so far away
that
it just becomes so overwhelming.
Yeah.
That's what we all fucking do.
I would just think
and instead of just thinking the end goal, what's the end goal? The end goal should be, I just go in. And have some fun with it.
Yeah.
But that's
it. I just want to be more stodged than Squidge. That's kind of just a, you know, it's I don't even need to be ripped.
Don't we all? I have to know something. That's fucking the best name for a fitness program. We should start it, right? We should start it on the podcast and all do it together, right?
Right.
Not, you know, this couch to 5K and fucking all that bullshit and 12-week abs and all. Fuck that. From stodge to squidge.
Okay.
That should be the fucking
program. Squidge to stodge because we're squidgy now.
Right, so
we want to be stodgy.
Squidgy
so
to stodgy.
Stodgy's a little harder. Squidgy's quite.
From squidge to stodge, then.
Yeah.
It's a new fitness program. We're gonna do it up. We should
I'm
do
sure
that.
I'm sure our friends in Kite are listening currently going, oh, there's
there
a
go.
New show.
From squidge to stodge. It's a new program, right? And it's basic, enjoyable shit. And you reward yourself, right? So you do fucking a handful of stuff. And at the end of the day, you sit down and fucking have a Java cake and a smoke, right? This is the fucking way. Realistic fitness.
But it's like, you ever see, like, I said this before. It's like Operation Transformation. It's
this
all so dramatic. Like, it's all like people who are like mad obese and that they have these incredible journeys and all. I'm just not that person. I'm just a fucking mad at home with two kids trying to do it all, eating shit food.
I'm so excited about from squidge to stodge, right? Mission for the week from squidge to stodge, no fucking lifts, right? And drink one can of beer less than you normally do.
Okay, so that's
one
glass of wine. No, because I'm already drunk. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Right, we're back.
Go.
Please make
Everybody
sure you tell
come
a friend.
Back next week with your one thing you've done to go from squidge to stodge.
And send us your hashtag in your ears pictures because we haven't had them in a million years. Bring on the squidge to stodge.
Right, I'm not going
to
finish that snack bar. That's enough for
All
me.
Right,
fuck it
on.
Right now. Back
Bye.
To the gym.
Bye.
This has been a production of the Head Stuff Podcast Network.